I helped to write an advert for our English conversation group last year. We have been running the group for 3 years now, and we needed something to put on the library notice board and on a few websites in the neighbourhood. I had not written an advert before, and I was surprised at how difficult it was. The advert had to do several things at the same time. It had to give the basic information. When, where, free, no need to book. It had to feel friendly, but not silly. It had to be honest about what the group was, but also welcoming enough to make people actually come. And, most difficult of all, it had to make a nervous person, someone who has been thinking about going for weeks, who has walked past the library many times, who is not sure their English is good enough, feel that they could just come and try. I learned a few things from writing it. First, simple is almost always better. I started with a long version full of warm sentences about a journey of language and a community of learners. My friend Sarah, who has been hosting the group with me from the beginning, read it once, looked at me kindly and said, "Nobody talks like this. Just say what it is." She was right. Adverts that try too hard to sound nice often sound fake. Adverts that just say what is true in a friendly voice work better. Second, the small details matter more than the slogan. We added two sentences that, at first, seemed unimportant. Bring a friend or come alone. And there is also free tea, coffee and biscuits. These two sentences, we have noticed since then, are doing more work than any of the rest. The first one tells a nervous person that they don't have to bring anyone. The second one tells them that there will be something in their hands while they are getting used to the room. Third, what an advert promises is not always what people actually come for. Our advert says, practice English. That is what we offer, and people do practice. But after 3 years of running the group, I have realised that practicing English is, for many of the people who come, not really the main thing. Some come because they are new to the area and they don't know anyone. Some come because they live alone and want to talk to other adults on a Saturday morning. Some come because they used to be confident in English and want to feel that confidence again. Some come because their children speak better English than they do, and they don't want their children to be embarrassed by them. We don't say any of this in the advert. The advert just says, practice English. This is what people are willing to come for. The other things, the friendship, the warm room, the feeling of being part of something, are what they actually find. I think this is true of many free community events. The reason in the advert is the door. What is in the room is something else. If you are reading this and there is a group like ours near where you live, my honest advice is to go. Not because your English needs help, exactly. Many of the people who come don't really need help with English. Go because, on a Saturday morning, in a warm room, in a chair with a cup of tea, with 5 or 6 other people who have made the same small decision to be there, something quietly good happens that doesn't happen many other places. The advert is the door. What you go for is something the advert cannot quite say.